Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend, Governor Pete DuPont, a great American, member of the Board of Directors of NCPA, National Center for Policy Analysis, and former governor of Delaware, former member of Congress, former presidential candidate, and our good friend, Governor DuPont, thanks again for your time. I want you to know we always value your time and your wisdom so much here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I want you to talk to us a little bit about the immigration debate that's going on right now. This is a big deal to small business owners, Governor, because the current situation and the potential resolution that they're working on, the execution of which affects small business owners.
Well, that's true. And I think we started looking at the number of people who moved into the United States from some other country and lived here. I think we talk about that a lot. And when you look around any state in the union almost, you can see that that's happening. So there's a lot of people in Washington who put forward an idea to try to do something about the immigration of people from other countries, but that's going to be a very complex thing to talk about. But it's a good idea to get something in place so that everybody who's in the country from some other country has to go go into the government and sign some documents and get a little card.
Come in out of the shadows.
Exactly.
Reveal yourself and declare your intentions to become legal.
Exactly right, and then there'll be some legal process so that some of them can become legal each year. But
right.
That's a very big project and a very difficult project because the number of people involved in it in this country
millions. They're
so,
anywhere
yes,
from
so
some people say. One of my immigration experts says she discounts it a little bit. She says 11 to 12 million, but some people think there's a lot more.
I think there could be a lot more because most of the people who come in to try to get out of some other country they're in that they don't like very much, they come in and they start and do some work and just hope that they can live here without anybody noticing
right.
who they are.
Right,
but that's going to have to change. We're going to have to get little contracts with everybody who's here, who's an immigrant, and he's going to have to sign up. He's going to have to get a job somewhere, and that's a very important thing.
Well,
for
of course,
us to do.
Most of them have jobs.
A lot of them have jobs,
and many of them are paying taxes.
Yep.
But they're not really completely. They're living in the shadows. They're living in fear of being identified and sent back. But one of the things that I'm worried about, Governor, in the debate and the resolution they're working on the reform, is that they're going to make the financial part of it. I've always said this so hard that it's going to keep people from coming in out of the shadows. I don't have a problem with the folks having to pay something. But making them pay back taxes, I think, is going to make them think, I can't afford that. I'll never pay that. So, therefore, I'm just going to stay like I am.
Yeah.
I don't think we should go too far with the financial part of it. What do you think?
Well, I think that's for many families here from other countries who are just, taking some very small job and getting enough money to eat and live somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, I think the idea that everybody's going to have to sign up is going to be a problem for an awful lot of people who are here from another country because they're going to have to show that they know what they're doing and how
yep.
they're doing it.
And they're going to have to trust the government. They've got to find a way to trust the government.
Exactly right.
Not to be pulling a trick on them.
No, and also I think that the whole government question of what to do with the immigrants hasn't really been solved yet, and that's going to be a big problem too.
Will immigration reform happen this year?
No, it won't happen this year. I don't
really
think. I think it'll start happening next year. But
nothing's going to get done in an election year, Governor. You know that.
Well, that's probably right, but I don't think it's going to even begin to get done this year.
If it doesn't get done this year, it'll be put off for another cycle.
Well,
another Congress.
That could be right. You're way ahead of everything.
I just nothing seems to get done there. Governor, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Always a pleasure.
You're very nice to have had me on the show. Thank
Governor
you.
Governor Pete DuPont, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.